Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.
You can't beat the sound of a contented cat. That's why veterinary surgeon and natural pet food pioneer John Burns developed Burns Pet Nutrition. Because he knows the positive impact a natural diet has on our beloved pets. And our premium cat food is designed to satisfy even the most finicky eaters. For natural, no nasty, wholesome recipes, choose Burns Pet Nutrition. Available from veterinary clinics and all good pet shops across Ireland.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're back on the road this April with our live show, Cocaine Cowboys. If you want to hear the story of Ireland's love affair with Colombian powder and those who made millions in the gold rush, join us in Galway's Town Hall Theatre on Saturday, 6th of April, Killarney's INEC on Saturday, the 13th of April, and in Belfast's Waterfront Studios on Saturday, the 27th of April. Tickets from venues or at mcd.ie.
If the fire services think there's a criminal aspect to it, they'll bring in the Gardaí, the guards will come out, it'll be investigated, it'll be logged, it'll be put in on the system. The reality is that many of the threats and some of the other things that have gone on, there won't be witnesses, there won't be people making statements. The guards, while they may have intelligence about what's going on, they won't even necessarily be recorded.
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you're listening to Crime World, a podcast about criminals, drugs and the sins of the underworld in Ireland and across the globe.
Tensions have continued to simmer in the feud between associates of murdered Jason Hennessy and Tristan Sherry, with houses burnt out and fears that attacks could escalate. The Christmas Eve massacre at a Dublin restaurant, which saw Hennessy shot dead by Sherry, who was then overcome and murdered in front of festive crowds, is using up huge policing resources as rivals vow to avenge both men's deaths. Today, I'm talking to Niall Donald about the latest in the ongoing Blanchardstown feud. This is Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. I think it's fair to say that two of the areas that have suffered, I suppose, most from the dissemination of the Kinahan organised crime group have been Blanchardstown and Finglas, where this chaos has sort of, I suppose, was always bubbling in the background, but without that structured, I'm not looking for them back, by the
way.
Lamenting their demise. But without that structured management system in place, there is really like chaos on the ground. Like, we're talking about Blanchardstown, obviously, because of the shooting on Christmas Eve in the restaurant where Jason Hennessy was murdered, and also Tristan Sherry, the gunman, was killed in a subsequent attack. The fallout from that has been the arrest and the charging of a number of guys. But this sort of ongoing lobbing of threats, you know, insults, and also the kind of the growing concerns that this isn't going to be the end of the murder.
I mean, look, people used to say this, of course, about the IRA. Things are better in the IRA because they kept the gangsters in line. Like, the Kinahans probably served the same function. I mean, they were an organisation that was determined to make a lot of money. It was a business organization effectively. Their demise and their maybe lack of central control, their lack of ability to give the nod to things that were going on, has caused a more chaotic generation to emerge, often in their 20s, not focused on money, focused on issues of disrespect and, you know, carrying out feuds over, you know, what could be considered relatively minor incidents that become, obviously, that can end up in murders. And you don't have that. Certainly back in the day, there have been times when there's been figures within gangland who were able to settle disputes, bring people together to...
Or hold an authority that, that there was some authority. It mightn't be an authority in the real ordered world, but within gangland and the underworld, there was some authority. There were some rules. There was somebody that had to give a nod or that could come down heavy maybe on a gang if they stepped out of line. Coolock, I think, as well has seen, although things have calmed down somewhat in Coolock, but we definitely saw, I think there was over a period of short period of time, there was 5 murders in Coolock. And you could sort of academically look on that as being part of that, you know, new order that was emerging and that was vying for sort of control and supremacy without that, overarching reign of the Kinahans.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the people killed, the people convicted of some of those shootings, they're all in from their early 20s to their late 20s, really, they're the people that have been done for them. So you see what sort of cohort, if you want to go back to the COVID times, if you look at those, that's the cohort that were committing all of those things. And we've seen that happen as well in Drogheda, where really you had guys in their mid-20s committing murders, but that began with, you know, beatings and started off with arson attacks and escalated. Certainly what's happened in the Blanchardstown area as a result of the that attack that it led to the attack on Christmas Eve in the steakhouse in Blanchardstown, where Jason Hennessy Sr. was shot dead. We saw there was a build up to that. There was a wave of arson attacks. There was a wave of people getting beaten up. There was the homes of innocent people who are associated solely by being blood relatives of people involved, getting burnt out, getting targeted, cars getting blown up. And that is continuing. Jason Hennessy Sr.'s, as we spoke about at the time, he was laid to rest. There was a very big funeral, standout funeral, obviously, because of the Incredible Hulk, style coffin. But in the aftermath of that, there was a huge guard operation in the area to try and calm tensions, to see that there was no further outbreaks of violence. But we've seen, as we know, those things can only go on so long. And over the last few weeks, there have been 2 houses burnt out, basically, in the Dublin 15 area, which it kind of covers Blanchardstown and the surrounding suburbs. The people that have been targeted are people that are associated with Tristan Sherry, the gunman who was killed in the aftermath of Jason Hennessy's murder. These people are not regarded as being involved in crime or any of the feuds, but they're being targeted now. There was two properties in particular burnt out, and also vehicles targeted as well.
Also, we don't know how many incidents have actually been stopped by Garda activity, by investigations. I'm sure that, you heard, we used to hear figures on the amount of, during the Kinahan-Hutch feud, on the amount of murders which the Gardaí believed that they had stopped, basically, in the plotting and in their tracks in some cases. And they were up to 70 and 80. And I mean, it was a huge amount considering over the course of the whole feud, 18 people were murdered. I mean, it was another 4 times that had been, you know,
stopped
Garda work had stopped them basically before they could happen. So I have no doubt that there's a huge amount of activity in the background here by the Gardaí in Blanchardstown, who are very much on top of these gangs, in fairness, and in the Finglas area and indeed in Coolock, and who are working to the pin of their collar. And we've seen them in the process of that on documentaries on the television, etc. But it must be really hard to police this.
Yeah, really hard. And of course, you can see these incidents where houses are burnt down and cars, they'll be reported because the fire services will be called for a start. And if the fire services think there's a criminal aspect to it, they'll bring in the Gardaí. The guards will come out. It'll be investigated. It'll be logged. It'll be put in on the system. You know, the reality is that many of the threats and some of the other things that have gone on, there won't be witnesses, there won't be people making statements. And so they don't, you know, the guards, while they may have intelligence about what's going on, they won't even necessarily be recorded.
They can't get anywhere with it.
No, they can't get anywhere because you're not going to have witnesses. But it's clear that, you know, and according to a report by Robin Schiller in the Irish Independent and for the Sunday World, that these arson attacks are being blamed on associates of Jason Hennessy Sr., who lost his life in the steakhouse. And there is a growth in tension. We've also had reports about, you know, I think one of some of the suspects involved, because even though Tristan Sherry obviously lost his life, but there was other people involved in the murder of Jason Hennessy that remain at large, both from Gardaí and from their rivals.
And an interesting story, and I did ask Ken to come on, but he wasn't available. Ken Foy wrote in the Irish Independent and in the sundayworld.com about kind of a, certainly not what you'd expect to be somebody caught up in this mix. And it's the son of a deceased former senior Garda, who is a person of huge interest. He's in custody at the moment in a different jurisdiction, was caught with a firearm. But he is believed to be a leading member of the Flashy organisation and is a very close associate of Tristan Sherry and has obviously made it clear that he is anxious to avenge his death. He also was pointing out that the fact that the machine gun used to kill Hennessy has still not been recovered, which is one of the most sort of worrying matters of concern. With fears that reprisal attacks will be carried out with that weapon. But, you know, usually in these feuds and within these gangs, you don't find the likes of the son of a guard or somebody who maybe had, what is it that Treda O'Connor calls it, social capital.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, you might have a parent who is employed, who probably is not involved in criminality. A senior guarder would be a fairly respected position in the community. And it's a son of a senior guarder who seems to be caught up in this activity as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a complicated situation because although we're talking about these two sides, really what you're seeing, both sides have these ties in with other criminal organisations. I mean, we always want to separate it out into the flashy and the anti-flashy.
Black and white, don't we?
But in this case, the flashy gang is probably quite a separate organisation than, even though Tristan Sherry was closely associated with it, and other people suspected of involvement in that attack are closely associated with it. But it's a broader organisation there. And that is one of the big risks. We saw that in the Crumlin Drimna feud, where while there was a core group, there was people on the outside who continued to be murdered over many numbers of years, even though they played very little role in the actual, that core dispute. So that's one of the great dangers. And of course, the guards have done, as you said, have done a great job. But, you know, there will come a time when you know, that level of alert cannot be continued forever in a normal civilised society.
It just shows the kind of complexities of it all, doesn't it? When you're bringing in this mob and that mob and Coolock and Finglas and Blanchardstown, vast areas, all of them.
Yeah.
You know. But okay. Well, look, we'll follow this as it continues.
Thanks, Nicola.
You've been listening to Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com, produced by Ian Mullaney and edited by me, Nicola Tallant. Research assistant is Clodagh Meaney. If you like this show and love true crime, leave us a review. Or why not download the free SundayWorld.com app for lots more stories from Ireland and across the globe.
Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.